Welcome to the Fear Free Podcast, the podcast for veterinary and pet professionals, where we talk about all things animal well-being, behavior, and health. I'm your host, Steve Dale. Today, I'm joined by world-renowned dog trainer, Victoria Stilwell. We talk about all things dog behavior, including aggression, which is a problem that many of you see all too often.
Here comes trouble. Victoria Stilwell, how are you?
I am good, and I'm so pleased to be part of this podcast. Thank you for having me.
Well, this is the Fear Free Podcast, and I welcome you to it. You know, like myself, you have been a supporter of Fear Free since day one. And in some ways, one can argue you've been supporting what Fear Free has organized, put together, put science behind for a very long time.
I have. And it has been, gosh, how long has it been?
I don't know, maybe 8 years.
8 years.
Something
well,
like that.
And
the thing about Fear Free is that it was first begun by Dr. Marty Becker, a friend of mine, a friend of yours, 8, 9, 7 years ago, whenever it was, to minimize fear, anxiety, and stress for veterinary visits. But it has taken off. And one of the places in which Dr. Becker received requests from organizations like yourself at positively.com saying dog trainers should be certified as well. Why is this important for dog trainers to do?
It's all about welfare. And positively, I mean, since day one, well, way before It's Neil the Dog started, which was 2005. But even before that, when I was a trainer in Manhattan, welfare was at my top priority when it came to training dogs. And so there's a natural synergy between Fear Free and Positively, because we're putting the animal's welfare first and foremost in our minds with everything we do. And that's why when Fear Free came into being, when I heard about it, and of course, you know, being friends with Marty and Mikhail now for a long time, it was like, thank goodness, because we know that, well, we know ourselves how scary it is to sometimes go to the doctor, and especially me at the dentist, hated it as a child. And our dogs just living in fear of going to the vet when it doesn't need to be like that. So, and because as trainers, we work very closely with veterinarians, we have to, it is very important. It's part of the team. It just is, it's a natural fit.
You know, speaking of which, and you and I have talked about this, and you are going to have, well, I think you and I have talked about everything over the course of years, but you're going to have a course on this very topic, actually. It turns out that many times when there's a dog bite, the explanation is actually medical. At the top of that list might be pain. Can you talk about this particular discussion that you will be having and where it will be at?
Well, I'm very excited that Marty and Mikhail are going to be speaking at the Dog Behavior Conference, which is, gosh, our 11th year of the conference. And it started in the UK as an in-person conference, but during COVID, we moved it online. And as sad as it was that we couldn't all be getting together, what putting it online did was that it opened it up to everybody all over the world. You didn't have to travel anywhere. You could just have to turn on your computer, and you could gain amazing information. You had the best of the best speaking to you about your dog or about dogs you work with from the comfort of your own home. So now it's still online. We are in our 11th year, and it's 3 days, April the 19th to the 21st. And the good thing about it is that we don't expect people to sit there for 8 hours a day or 3 days. I do that, but I don't expect anyone else to do that. But once you register and the presentations go out live, you have access to those presentations for a year afterwards. So I've always wanted Fear Free to come on. And so this time when I asked Marty and Mikhail and was hoping that they would, they said yes, which is great. But I also think what they bring is kind of a unique perspective, this veterinarian trainer duo. And yes, they're father and daughter, but their expertise, again, shows this synergy and shows how important it is to have that relationship with a veterinarian. And because the physical and the mental and the learning and everything, it all goes hand in hand. So we're excited that they're speaking about Fear Free at the conference. I'm hoping that we have a lot of people attending and from all over the world, hoping that it actually exposes people to Fear Free. Maybe people who don't know about it at this point. I don't know how you cannot know about it, but if you didn't, then now you are.
Well, and I will tell you, I've been around veterinary medicine for years, and I don't remember anything ever taking off at like Fear Free has. And there are a couple of, and expanding on its own. A couple of reasons for that. I think the timing of it happens to be amazing. Dr. Marty Becker himself is a great promoter of things. And obviously when you believe in something, he founded Fear Free. So when you believe in something, which he clearly does, and that's an understatement, that emotion and that passion is contagious. But today's pet parents, let me go back 20 years, I think one of the differences is we care, particularly people maybe even younger than myself, more at your age, Victoria, care about the emotional well-being in a way that was probably not even considered a few decades ago.
Yes, it's amazing. We didn't used to think that animals actually felt pain. Well, I thought they did, but you know, the sort of the scientific community in about the last 30 years ago, there are people saying, and there are people still now saying that animals don't feel pain or they don't have this rich emotional life. And I mean, that's a tragedy for animals because absolutely they do. And that's why we positively as well put the emotional well-being of our dogs and our cats, but our dogs, especially because we're a dog training organization, first and foremost. You have to. I go into homes and I work on TV and off with really difficult cases. Dogs that have a lot of very serious issues. And if I go in there all guns blazing and try and dominate and suppress behavior and all of this stuff that we see other trainers do, and what am I doing? I might be suppressing behavior and it might look like I get a great result and that's fabulously positively reinforcing for me. Aren't I a great trainer? But when you look at the animal, what life is that? How would we like to be taught? Would we like to have our teacher come in and physically punish us? And I know we've talked about this, Steve, because I know we grew up in an age where teachers could hit you as well as, you know, that, I mean, that just happened. And how did that make you feel? Awful. That doesn't create a good learning environment. And so we want to create a good learning environment so we can teach our dogs to do things, to have skills so that they can cope in the world, but also so they can cope emotionally. And that's what I do.
And that's what Fear Free is all about. Now, let me circle back to what I asked you before. A lot of the time when a dog bites, and I want to talk more about dog bites in a moment, but a lot of times when that happens, there actually is an explanation. That explanation is the dog doesn't feel well, and most often it's pain. That happens more often than people might think, and I believe at your conference there will be a speaker speaking about just that topic.
Yeah, Daniel Mills will be. He's from the University of Lincoln, and he is you talk to him, it's like talking to an encyclopedia. It's unbelievable. But he's just done this major study in the UK that shows that 80% of dogs that visited the vet presenting aggressive behavior, 80% of those dogs that were taken to the vet had some kind of pain. 80%. Now, when you think that that animal is crying out, but people are not recognizing it, okay, thankfully those people are taking the dog to the vet, but maybe the trainer's not recognizing it. And if you have a punitive trainer, they're not recognizing it because they have to get the dog to behave at all costs. What a tragedy that is. The animal is in pain. And so Daniel Mills is going to be talking about that relationship between pain. Sarah Heath, also a veterinary behaviorist in the UK, is going to be talking about the relationship of pain and emotional well-being and how pain can affect and be sort of manifest itself in different kinds of behaviors. So we just thought it was really important that, like, it's a wake-up call.
Mm-hmm. These are two cutting edge topics. And if you go to veterinary conferences, you will hear, in fact, perhaps those very veterinarians or others talk about that topic. However, veterinary conferences aren't open to everyone. Your event is open to everyone.
Yes.
Dog trainers, dog groomers, but also veterinary professionals do attend, veterinary technicians, veterinarians as well. I mean, just anyone and everyone, because even veterinarians don't get to hear Dr. Mills all that often because he's in this place on the other side of the pond. So he doesn't always come to America to speak. And the same with Dr. Sarah Heath, who isn't able to always come to America to speak. So here is a way to hear both of those folks who did the initial, who have done the initial studies on exactly what you're talking about.
Yes. And, you know, we do. I love the fact that vets do attend. I love the fact that we have a lot of vet technicians, vet nurses in the UK, but that we have a lot of veterinary technicians as well as groomers and people in the rescue world come, as well as dog lovers. And it is open to all. Because I see that when, you know, when we're teaching dogs, they need a support system around them. They need their trainer, their vet, their family, obviously. And if there's an issue, they need that support system around them. So also for vets, as I understand it, maybe it's changing, but there isn't a lot of, I mean, they have to have so much education on the medical side. There's not a lot of teaching in the behavior. And a lot of vets do come to our conference and really learn more about dog behavior too. So it's a win-win.
So here's something that you and I have been talking about. And that is the fact that in America, and it turns out in the UK as well, the number of dog bites has been on the rise, including dog bites that have been involved with fatalities, sadly. It's tragic. And I've got all this data about that. Now, the number of dogs has never been so high in America, never been so high in the UK, but the number of bites percentage wise has been going up beyond that. Why is that the case? And you and I have talked about that. And the American Kennel Club years and years and years and years and years ago came up with this notion, ask before you pet. So if you see someone, and we've all been taught this as kids, right? If you see someone with a dog, you don't know that dog, you simply say, can I pet your dog? Mm-hmm. However, I think we're missing something there. And when I told Dr. Marty Becker, who we've mentioned several times here, and rightly so, about this idea, he said, yeah, fear-free should be involved. It is a fear-free idea. Mikkel Becker, a superstar dog trainer, also involved with Fear Free, said, yes, this makes sense. And everyone so far that I've talked to about this has, including yourself, has said, yes, this makes sense. So yes, we do need to ask the handler, can I pet your dog? But Victoria, should we be asking the dog? And as soon as I said that, you knew exactly what I was talking about. So I'll let you take it from there.
Yeah, of course. You have to ask the dog. And asking the dog doesn't mean say, hey, can I pet you? It's basically saying, if you want to have some kind, if the dog, you leave it to the dog, right? If the dog wants to have some kind of relationship with you or just to come say hello, it will. And if it doesn't, it won't. And that's fine. And don't be offended by it. It just is what it is. So that's why I say, even if somebody says, yeah, sure, you can pet my dog, you stay where you are, maybe put a hand down by your side, whatever. And let the dog come and sniff you. Now, interestingly enough, why do we reach out? Why do we even have to put our hand down to the side? Why do we even have to reach out? Dogs get as much information by smelling our feet. by smelling around our shoes. And in fact, many dogs would prefer to smell down there around our feet area rather than lifting their heads to smell our hands. So I'm not saying it's a wrong thing to do, but just let them come and smell you and get an idea of you. And if they walk away, they walk away. If they stay, well, hey, maybe now you can pet them. But here's also what I do. I do the 3-second rule or the 3-pet rule, as in I'll stroke a couple of times and then I'll stop. And if the dog wants me to continue, it will stay. If it doesn't, it will move away. So we really are asking the dog. We're really watching body language, which is vital.
Now, to me, if we did what everything you just said, we could lower the number of dog bites. We can also just simply be more fair to dogs. So if I saw, I did recently see you, we know one another, so that's not the best example. But even then, if I saw you in a hallway somewhere at the conference and I ran up to you and grabbed you and hugged you, you'd either say, okay, Steve's going a little off the deep end now. Or maybe you'd even scream because I'd catch you by surprise. Or maybe you'd say, get out of my face. This is just too much too close, Steve. I love you, but not that much. You know, I mean, we don't even do that with people we know and certainly not with people we don't know. To me, there's also a welfare issue here. It's just not fair to dogs to expect them. And it's amazing what dogs can tolerate, I think. But to expect them to all the time have strangers in particular just grab them. There's something called the National Hug Your Dog Day. I want to change that to National Love Your Dog Day.
Yeah. Yeah. The hug. And this, the many YouTube videos and the many hugging. Some dogs like being hugged. And we know that a lot of dogs don't like being hugged. But dogs are amazingly tolerant with what they have to put up with dumb humans. And at the end of the day, that's what it's all about, really. It's just that dogs just are, and they always have been, and they always will be, right? They just are. So you know what? Let them be. And it's taking us a long time to really learn more about them, but they're just there. They just are.
Much more of this with speakers from around the globe. You'll have an opportunity to see some of the best people who speak at conferences that you might not be able to attend. And here, they're all in the same place, all at the same time, talking about hot topics, some of which we talked about. Victoria, what we haven't mentioned is how people can learn more about the Victoria Stillwell event. I don't think that's quite the name of it, but it could be.
Well, it's the Dog Behavior Conference.
That's what I said, yes.
Yeah. And you can find out more by going to dogbehaviorconference.com. You can also find out more about dog training and behavior information by our amazing new courses that we have at positively.com. They're courses for dog lovers, and they're also courses for trainers that if they need to have support, that they can just say, hey, yeah, go and take a look at this course. And so you can learn more about the subject we've just been working on. So you can find out more information. But yes, we would love you to attend the conference, 3 days of amazing presentations, dogbehaviorconference.com. And I hope to see you there.
From It's Me or the Dog, Victoria Stillwell, thank you.
Thank you for joining us for the Fear Free Podcast. We hope you continue to tune in as we talk with top experts to explore evidence-based practices that promote both physical and emotional health in the animals we love and care for. Make sure you subscribe to avoid missing out on any of the upcoming Fear Free episodes. And if you've enjoyed this episode, we'd love it if you take a minute and leave us a review. Also, check out our sister Fear Free podcast, Happy Paws, that teaches pet guardians science-based strategies to better understand the animals they live with and guides us guardians in humane relationship building strategies that help to improve behavior and let our pets live out the happiest, healthiest lives possible. For more content like this, visit fearfreepets.com. Our music is by 310. That's the number 3, the word 1, and the word O. Follow them on Instagram at 310official and listen to them on Spotify or wherever else you happen to find your music. With that, I'm Steve Dale, wishing you a great day.